Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS and Mac developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 89, and today is Tuesday, October 16th. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. So if you've been following along at home over the last, I guess it's month and a half, 2 months, something like that, you'll know that tomorrow is a big day for me. Tomorrow, Wednesday, October 17th, I'm launching Check the Weather, which is the new weather app I've been working on for the last while, and I've been kind of helpfully walking through the process on the show, kind of talking about all the various parts that go into something like this, how I structure the code, how I do prototyping, how I do marketing, how I do localization. I've been trying to really be helpful there, and as I'm winding down, if I've missed anything or there's something that you really wish I had covered but haven't, please get in touch. I can sort of wrap that up before I kind of wind this down with maybe a couple more shows, just kind of a post-launch activities and things. But overall, you know, I should be winding down a little bit the exactly what it is I'm talking about. But today, I'm going to kind of walk through this pre-launch activity. It's kind of like if you imagine, if you ever watch like a NASA or something launch and you've got all those guys, you're sort of, are you go, no go for launch? Yeah. And you're kind of trying to line everything up and make it all work. That's kind of where I am today. Like today I've gotten hardly anything done other than just kind of like making sure and doubling and rechecking and kind of making sure everything's queued up, ready, and set for tomorrow. Now the funny thing is, of course, tomorrow is actually today. Tomorrow in New Zealand and now Australia and I believe most of Eastern Asia and so on. This was kind of the funny thing. I came into work today and Check the Weather is actually available for sale, even though it won't show up in the U.S. till midnight tonight. And that's sort of intentional. It's sort of a nice attribute of the way that the rollout the store works, where I say the availability date was the 17th, and it'll slowly roll out across the world from there. And so that works out pretty well for me in the sense that I can kind of get a sense of what it looks like in the store. I can get a sense of if there's any weird bugs or things. You know, some people in New Zealand and Australia and things may start buying it and seeing how it works there. And it also helps, I think, a little bit versus if you do a manual release where, you know, you go in and change the date on the day that you want it to launch and it'll show up. But then you have this weird, awkward thing of like, well, it doesn't show up for me yet, or the cache hasn't expired yet, and like all these weird issues that can happen in iTunes Connect. So I tend to just prefer to just roll it out based on time set ahead of time. And so now it's slowly rolling itself out. You know, tomorrow, probably mid-morning is when I'll do kind of my announcement officially, I suppose. You know, so people, obviously, anybody listening to this after midnight in wherever you are, if you search for Check the Weather, you should probably see it, and it should gradually roll out from there. You should be able to get it, but, you know, sort of tomorrow, and I'll have a big show just sort of talking about the actual launch tomorrow, but, you know, it's kind of the nice thing about it already rolling out, but it's just something to be aware of that you may get, if you ever get it, like a help desk request the day before you launch, and you think, like, wait, it's not live, and you go into the store, it's not there, you're like, it's possibly someone in New Zealand, Australia, et cetera, as it's moving across, you know, sort of like the sun is now chasing my app across the country, across the world, which is kind of cool. So, but otherwise, kind of today is my pre-launch day, and so it's kind of, I'm spending my day getting things ready, and so you're starting to kind of do all these little parts, like making sure everything's ready to go. You know, I have a website that I'll be launching tomorrow. I have cross-promotion ads. I have all those things, and I'm kind of making sure they're all lined up, that they're all ready. First thing, you know, I can come in tomorrow, and I can just sort of check them off. Like, launch this. The app will already be in the store, but that's okay. And that's just kind of the process I'll be working through, making sure everything's ready to go. Because you only really get to launch once. For subsequent versions, you kind of have other things that you'll do with your launches for minor versions. But generally, people don't care quite as much as when you launch a new version. It's a new thing. It's fresh. It's, it's sort of somewhat anticipated. I'm trying to make sure everything's, you know, queued up and ready to go. I've told my API vendors that tomorrow's the day, so they shouldn't be too surprised if if things get crazy. But overall, I'm just trying to make sure everything's lined up and everything's ready, kind of doing a few little reaches out to the press, though I'm trying not too hard on that just because you don't want to be too naggy about that. So a lot of people have it. I've heard some people that are going to write reviews, which is awesome and kind of humbling. But, you know, it's definitely, everything seems ready to go. And so then, essentially, what's going to happen tonight, and I'm walking this through, if you've released a bunch of apps, this is probably old hat to you. But if you're not, hopefully it's helpful. But essentially what will happen is at midnight or at whatever time, the app will just become available. There's nothing more fascinating about it than that. It's like the app will just appear in the store. And then it's on you to drive people to download it. Especially in iOS 6, there's no real way that people find out new apps are in the store. There used to be a release date list that was prominent in all categories. That's been very diminished. I think there's still a way to create that kind of a view in the new app store, but it's very, very weaker than it was before. So you can't really count on people just discovering it. You've really got to work on kind of getting people's attention. And like I said in the previous, you know, show about marketing and all those types of things. You know, hopefully the way you do that is by reaching out to people you know, people you trust, people you respect, and having that, you know, giving them preview copies of it, giving them an opportunity to talk about it, to try it out, give you feedback, which is both good for improving the app, and then also will hopefully help, you know, spread it around when they mention it on their blogs, on their news sites, whatever it is. That's kind of what you're trying to do. I mean, tomorrow is a day that I'll be talking a lot about my app. I'll be sort of making sure everything works well. And, you know, it's like this kind of thing that you don't want to do too much of. Like, I've seen a lot of people who you launch something and then you start kind of get a little crazy about it, where it's like, you know, you say the classic simple version, and to sort of explain what I mean by that is if you go on Twitter and it's like they have their sort of announcement tweet, you know, like tomorrow I'll probably be like, hey, you know, check the weather, is available in the App Store, check it out, you know, beautiful, simple, accurate weather or whatever. I'll tweet that out. And then there'll be reviews about it. And you can kind of sit there and retweet every single review. And your stream just turns into one big advertisement. And it's like, that's only sort of helpful. I mean, maybe you'll mention it a couple times during the day to kind of from a time zone retweet kind of thing. Not really, but like trying to space it out. But for me, that kind of just comes across as kind of like, you know, it's sort of like advertising by like megaphone or something, where it's like, check me out, check me out, check me out. No, really, check me out. It's awesome. That's not so great. So, you know, just kind of be subtle about it, be kind of restrained. The people who follow you kind of have intrinsically said they're interested in what you're doing. And if they are interested, they'll probably check it out. You know, you don't really have to convince. Those aren't the people you have to convince. These are really people who've expressed an interest in liking you, so don't go too crazy with that. Be very respectful, thankful of people who write reviews. You know, I think it's very appropriate to write little thank you notes or things like that to those people. Just to, you know, they don't have to write about your app, and so be grateful for them when they do. And people who link to you, definitely give them thanks. And otherwise, you just kind of watch. You know, look at your early app ratings. If you have emails for tech support, which you probably do, make sure you're on that all day, like being very responsive, being on top of issues. If people are finding problems, make sure you're responding to them, giving them a good sense of when things are going to go. And then just kind of watch and, you know, learn. For me, I tend to not really celebrate too much the day of launch. I sort of do, but it's typically the day or two after that I'm actually really able to enjoy the launch. It's kind of like I said, I celebrate submission. Launch is just terrifying, and then a couple days after things settle down, you can kind of handle it. Probably worth saying, you don't get sales reports until sort of the next day. So there's always this kind of terrifying day when you're kind of like sitting there like, it seems like it's doing well, you know, it's ranking all right or whatever, but you won't know until the next day, so just don't worry about that too much. You can kind of get a little nuts trying to look at the analytics or things, but just kind of go with the flow and hope it all works out. And then you want to have a good, compelling version 1.1 kind of lined up. And I've talked about this a little bit before, but the way I mentioned it before was that I think it's good to hold back a little bit and to not ship all your tricks and all the impressive things right at the beginning, because ultimately your core product needs to be awesome. Fair enough. And hopefully hopefully Check the Weather is. I'll look forward to getting your feedback on it tomorrow. But if your core product isn't awesome, a few bells and whistles aren't going to push it over the edge probably. You know, that core experience, that 80%, that 90% of your app has to be great. And the other stuff, the sugar that you put on top of that, is something that in my experience or my goal, is what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to build loyalty to the app through that. And so you want to add, for me, the best thing you can do is to kind of show whatever every couple weeks, if you add a new feature, add something that's useful, be responsive to what people are saying about it. You know, if people are saying, man, it'd be great if it did X, take a look, see if X is a good thing. You don't want to get crazy and be, you know, constantly throwing features in just for the purpose of adding features. But I find that that's a good kind of concept of building loyalty by showing people that you're invested in this. And, you know, if they tell their friend about it, that their friend's not going to be disappointed, or it's going to, you know, kind of go into decay over time. But that's kind of it. And then you kind of wiggle iterate from there. You know, it's kind of an exciting time, but it's definitely terrifying. And if you ever launch something and you've like, oh my gosh, how do the pros do it? Like, this is terrifying. I've been doing this for 4.5 years or something. I've launched dozens of apps. It's always terrifying because you're taking something from that's very personal to you. So you've put a lot of time, effort, thought, energy, you know, sort of blood, sweat, and tears, and that's in a sort of way. As you're putting it out and you're kind of asking the world to say, what do you think? And some people will love it and some people will hate it. And you just kind of hope more people love it, or the people who love it are louder than the people who hate it. But that's just the reality of it. But that's kind of terrifying. So don't worry about that. You know, you just kind of have to roll with the punches. And overall, you hope people like it. And I really, you know, the feedback I've gotten so far has been generally positive. And I really appreciate the people who've taken the time in my beta group, my press preview group, to, you know, to try it out and look at it. And we'll see. All right, that's it for today's show. Like I said, tomorrow I'll have another one just talking about the launch and how it went, how it's going, and so on. But otherwise, I really appreciate all you guys' support and sort of putting up with me as I've been going through this process. I hope it was helpful for you. It's certainly been interesting for me, and it's kind of helped me to be even a little bit more thoughtful about what I'm doing, so then I can talk about it appropriately here. But as always, if you have questions, comments, concerns, complaints, I'm on Twitter @_DavidSmith. I'm on AppNet @DavidSmith. And otherwise, have a great week, happy coding, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.